sometimes you're flush and sometimes you're bust. And when you're up, it's never as good as it seems. And when you're down, you never think you're going to be up again. But life goes on. Remember that. Money isn't real, George. Doesn't matter. It only seems like it does.
I moved to Berkeley, California in August of 2012, the year that my life began, but I honestly couldn't tell whether it was for worse or better to venture out of my shell and write myself a narrative I never imagined I'd tell. No chance in hell I would be here if I hadn't received it. A piece of paper, auditions for college theater this weekend. I believed it was destiny, took my chances and I succeeded. The rest of my college years, it became the thing that I needed. In our comfy little pond, the competition was heated. I fought to be respected, but constantly felt defeated. We found each other in solace, cooperated to beat him as partners. Solidarity, I'm so sorry I did what I did. But understand though, I wish I could take it back. I'm glad you're in my past when I think of the way you reacted. I lit a match, the past 3 years returned to ashes. The path that I had in front of me, I could only imagine.
She wondered where these wings were gonna take her. Ephemeral like vapor, flimsier than paper. Oh, I wish these wings would take me where I want to. Somewhere I can run to from the things I'll never undo. Ooh, oh.
2016, for some reason I'm still alive. Quit my job and I was looking for meaningfulness in life. Filling free time with meaningless hookups and open mics. A theater friend suggested I look at a joint he liked. I started Thursday's Legs, the same place that we met. You caught my attention instantly and gave me respect. Your electromagnetic stage presence made me obsessed. But most of all, you made me interested in taking your steps. I fell in love, but at the time I wasn't honest with you. And we didn't see eye to eye on what we wanted to do. Cause you loved other people too and you needed to keep it open, which was okay, but I hoped that we could be more than a fluke. Then a moment that shook the world brought us closer as lovers. In a nation plagued by darkness, we offered each other comfort. Understanding and empathy are only sources of light. I finally made the jump on a path to another life.
She wondered where these wings were gonna take her. Ephemeral like vapor, flimsier than paper. Somewhere I can run to from the things I'll never undo. Ooh, oh.
The jump hurt, I broke and injured myself. And yet I focused and kept at it at the risk of my health. Pushed the limits of my body like I was living in hell. Yet followed my soul direct of a story I lived to tell. As I grew and recovered, I discovered a world anew. A group of people who loved me and almost certainly knew what I was working to do, understood the way that I think. Unlike my other adventures, this felt like the real thing. My life was hard reset and so was my heart. My eyes opened up to a higher level, the barriers fell apart. The past that had brought me here now appeared to be antiquated and far away, though I'm not the same. I would hate to discard it, cause changing is hard. I'll never see it like I used to, but I remain on the journey that I was first introduced to. By a piece of paper, now decayed, absorbed by the sediment. Decision after decision propels me in my experiment. Who am I and what am I doing this for? In my mind were all these questions I never noticed before. Approval or love or fame or respect or money, your status or happiness, not just stepping stones but acceptable goals. Do I want more? Something genuine and kind. The reason I'm even here I'll eventually leave behind as I leave the city to find who and what I will care about. Where these wings are gonna take me, I haven't figured it out.
She wondered where these wings are gonna take her. Ephemeral like vapor, flimsier than paper. Flimsier than paper. Oh, I wish these wings would take me where I want to. Somewhere I can run to from the things I'll never undo. Ooh, oh.